This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Live Saturday edition of the program. The number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype if you want to Skype into the show. That's Skype username lrn.fm. Also, we have the Discord on air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. Where somebody was complaining last night, a longtime supporter and listener.
Somebody was complaining?
We didn't talk enough about Glenn Jacobs last night. We did mention at the beginning of the show and talk about, you know, this might be something we'll cover, and we just never got to it. Like a lot of times on Free Talk Live, we start the show with good intentions of covering some sort of story, but then we just don't get to it because the show's an open phone show. We can go any direction that you want to go. And if there's something in the news that you think is worth talking about or just some sort of issue you've got that you want to talk about, maybe it's a personal thing. You know, anything goes here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Who is Glenn Jacobs? Well, wrestling fans in the audience certainly know that name. He is a longtime WWE superstar. His stage name there is Kane. And
yeah, I think he's had more than one. But
I think so, yeah. King, but that's King's the one the he's name. Noteworthy yeah. for. He's a physically huge guy. I mean, he is just a monstrous man. And I know this because we've actually met Glenn on more than one occasion.
Yeah, multiple occasions.
He used to come up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project's events that they had, like the Liberty Forum, several years back, many years ago.
And he's gone by Angus King, Bruiser, Mastino, Christmas Creature, Diesel, Doomsday,
Christmas
Isaac
Creature.
Yankum.
DDS. Oh, yeah, the dentist guy.
Mike Unabom, and Kane.
Yeah. So
he's
billed
as 7 feet tall, but he's I think closer to like 6'9".
I think he's in his 50s now too. So he's you know he's getting up there. Still you know old enough to wrestle. He's still active with WWE. 6'8", 300 pound. I mean he is a behemoth.
Yeah.
He's a man, big man. And we've had the pleasure of talking with him not just on the air but also you know off the air and in real life.
Yeah, we had breakfast with him one time. That was nice.
We had breakfast with him out at the Liberty Forum.
He ate a normal meal too.
Yep. He came here to Keene and had lunch with us at Local Burger several years
ago.
Yep,
that's right.
And a longtime listener of the show and somebody who is a very principled libertarian. Now, I don't know how much of this news coverage that he's getting, and he's getting a lot. Your wife was actually here the other day, Mark, dropping something off or picking something up. I'm not sure what. But she commented as she was pulling away that they were talking about him on NPR.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, okay, he's really making a splash with these headlines. And it's because he's a celebrity who got elected, right? I mean, it was a big deal when Jesse Ventura got elected to governor in Minnesota. But that was governor. This is mayor in, you know, a town in Tennessee. And, you know, honestly, I don't even know what the town is. I haven't even looked.
It's Knox County.
Can you become a mayor of the entire county?
That was the question I had, but I can tell you over and over again, the news is reported as Knox County.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, it says it right here, Knox County mayoral race. And from what Daryl told me last night, who is a big fan of wrestling, one of our co-hosts, he says Glenn Jacobs won by like 2-1. So it was just he knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, big name recognition.
Yeah, so kudos to Glenn Jacobs, friend of the show, listener of Free Talk Live. We got a promo that runs that where Glenn actually talks about how we helped him, you know, by listening to this show, solidify his libertarian
viewpoints. Yeah, a couple of ideas or something specifically that you know we addressed at some point. Not us, but I mean, you know, they get brought up in articles.
Somebody on
we
the
talk
show,
about
yeah.
them. Yeah, some.
And he did his own thing for a while. He did a podcast.
He did.
Which I don't know a lot of people. I don't know if many people know about this, and I don't know how easy it would be to find online even these days. It was called The Adventures of Citizen X, where he basically took different issues and just did the most libertarian treatise that you possibly could on whatever that issue was.
Very, right, very matter-of-fact, yeah. not emotional, just talking about the issues. I really, I found it useful. I actually burned it to a CD and kept it.
Yeah, I think I've got the archives zipped up somewhere on, you know, some hard drive if the FBI didn't take it away. I'm pretty sure I've got them here. But really, principled guy, and what an honor to know the guy. And we can say we knew him when, Mark? When he was just a wrestler. Just a wrestling superstar.
Wrestling superstar. Yeah, I wonder to myself on the local level what value it is to have libertarians in office. So, you know, a mayor is going to be concerned with making sure the streetlights are working, the potholes are filled, and, you know, these kind of things. I mean, it's not a lot of philosophy. Whereas
it depends. Is it a strong mayor? Because like here in here in Keene, where we live in New Hampshire, which is a little city, if you can even call it that. It's technically a city legally, but it's 23,000 population. The mayor in Keene is a very weak mayor position, meaning that the mayor can only cast a tie-breaking vote. Here in Keene. So most of the time, all the mayor does is just preside over the city council meeting.
Yeah, different mayors are different.
Right, he kind of runs the meeting. He can assign, like at the beginning of a city council term, the mayor can assign the city councilors and say, you, Mr. Councilor Edge, you will be on this committee. And then you, Councilor XYZ, you'll be on committee A, B, and C. So the mayor can do those things, but otherwise he's basically a glorified ribbon cutter, whereas in other places, mayors do have the ability to vote and propose legislation and things like that.
Yeah, so, they're boss hog in some places.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's a good question. We could talk more about that. Of course, your calls, your thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And one thing he could certainly do, given how, he's got the star power. He can certainly use the mayor's office as a pulpit. I mean, he can express the ideas of liberty to people. He can talk about reducing taxes and maybe even, be a stick in the mud to try to stop the city council from bringing on more government. And who knows? I don't know. And I emailed him yesterday and asked him if he wanted to come on the show. I haven't heard back. So I imagine he's loaded with interview requests and probably hasn't had much time to check emails. Plus, he's still a wrestler, so like he's going to be doing both jobs, I guess.
Right. Husband, father, all those things, and keeps you rather busy.
Let's continue here. We'll take your calls, your thoughts. It doesn't have to be about Glenn Jacobs, who
Well, one thought I had on it is that it's kind of interesting that he shows that it doesn't matter, like your philosophy is probably less important than name recognition.
No doubt.
Right? Like, the name recognition is important. Your party being on the ballot and being recognized. So, if he ran as a libertarian for mayor, and I don't even know if this
he
is...
He might have won if he run as a libertarian.
He might have, but
running... It is a Republican town, though, so it was sort of expected that the Republican was going to win. There was kind of no real doubt that once he got through the primary...
So it was a partisan race, then?
I presume. Okay. I'm not. I don't know. I'm not intimately familiar with the exact goings-on.
Did he get through a primary?
He got through a Republican primary.
Then that sounds like it was a partisan race. The important things for winning appear to be name recognition and being part of a major party, is what I hear out of this.
Well, that's why, the only thing I could wish differently about this would be that he did it in New Hampshire. Unfortunately,
that'd be awesome.
He was planning to move up here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, but his wife just wasn't willing to do it.
Well, they have grandchildren down there, I believe.
Whatever the reason, she just wasn't willing to do it, it didn't pan out. So they stuck down there. And
family is one of the big reasons people don't want to move, and that makes perfectly good sense to me.
It does. On the other hand, you can bring your family to New Hampshire with you.
If my wife wanted to move to Florida and he was adamant about it, it's probably what would happen to me.
Yeah, I understand. Of course, New Hampshire is one of the best places to raise a family, so it would be a smart move to actually move your family to New Hampshire instead. If you're a libertarian, if you're somebody who believes in freedom and liberty and, the non-aggression principle, this really is the migration here. It's unprecedented. So anyway, kudos to Glenn Jacobs. There's, a full article about his win over at KnoxNews.com, but I don't know if it's really worth getting into the details. He won. That's all you need to know. So the first really libertarian mayor in I don't know, in the United States, has this been done before? Has there ever been a libertarian mayor elected? I know he ran as a Republican, but the dude is, like, incredibly principled libertarian. Like, Ron Paul level principles.
Yep.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
By the way, I want you to know about Bitcoin.com. Actually, did an interview today on our main affiliate, WLOB. I was on their afternoon show. Talked about cryptocurrency.
When you say main, you mean the state.
Yes, thank you for clarifying that. WLOB in Portland, Maine. Great long-time talk radio station there on FM. And talked to them about cryptocurrency, and the questions were pretty brand new. Like, the guys were interested, but they didn't really know much at all about crypto. So there's still a lot of people out there who haven't taken the time to even really learn the basics about Bitcoin. And it's easy to do. You just go to Bitcoin.com and get started there. They've got a Bitcoin Academy that you can go through, and it'll, you know, take you
videos
through.
Videos that make it as easy as they possibly could make it for you.
Do they have videos there? I know I've seen an animated kind of frames, but I don't know if it was like a YouTube or anything like that. I don't recall it being an actual video. But
if it's animated, it's a video, right?
No, it's like, no, not really, because there's animation you can just put in a web page that's not a video.
A GIF?
Yes, yeah, like that. Anyway, you go and you can go through their Bitcoin Academy there and learn the basics about cryptocurrency. There is a little bit of a learning curve, admittedly. It's a pretty new concept, the idea of a decentralized currency that's not issued by a government or a bank. Go and start over at Bitcoin.com. And once you're ready to jump in a little bit deeper, maybe get your first Bitcoin BTC or the newer Bitcoin Cash, which just celebrated its first anniversary, by the way, on August 1st. So happy birthday, Bitcoin Cash. But you can get your first Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash through Bitcoin.com. They can also hook you up with a Bitcoin mining pool if you want to get into the mining side of the operations. And you can follow the latest news headlines there as well over at news.bitcoin.com.
A lot of experts believe that a Bitcoin ETF, exchange-traded fund, is on the horizon in the near future.
Oh, I heard they got turned down again.
Well,
the Winklevoss twins.
Let's not forget, the Winklevoss twins did. But there's a lot of people trying for this, and that's how laws work, right? You keep trying until you get something through.
Yeah.
So just because the first two proposals didn't work doesn't mean that it's never going through. And
gotta grace more palms.
The experts are predicting that this is going to go through this year.
And that could do a good thing for the price, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think skyrocket might be the word that that we use. And
well, it certainly skyrocketed last year toward the end of the year, so if we see the same thing happen this year, that'd be pretty
could
nice.
Could be. It's difficult to know how these patterns are going to work.
We don't know what's going to happen, or if there are patterns.
Right. Who knows what these patterns are,
So go to Bitcoin.com, get started there. As we go to your calls and thoughts, John is up first listening in Dover to WDOV in Delaware. Hey, John.
What's happening, fellas? I hear you guys are, hey guys, yeah, I know. I heard you're getting into a little bit of conversation about wrestling. I'm a huge wrestling fan from the 80s, man, in the 90s, Hulk Hogan, Bobby the Brain, Eaton, JYD. But, that's not why I called. I actually had a question, kind of. I was listening to Clyde Lewis last night, and I don't know if you guys know who Clyde Lewis is.
I've never heard the show, but I've heard of it. He is the, he's kind of like the competitor to Art Bell, or I don't know, Art Bell's dead, but he's like the competitor to Coast.
Yeah, he does another kind of basically, the competitor to Coast. It comes on right before here in Dover. So, anyhow, he was doing one of his, shows, it's kind of like, ghosts and aliens and all that. Well, last night's deal was about the apocalypse coming and all this crazy stuff. And, part of his hypothesis as to the apocalypse being here was that, civil war and strife's going to happen in a country.
Somebody's always got civil war on the table. All right.
It's always civil war. So then he started getting more into it, and he predicted that it may start today. And this was last night's show, like I said. And he said the way it's going to start is there's going to be a problem over in, I guess it was Portland, Oregon, where Antifa was supposed to meet up today and I guess rebel against some other far-right Christian group that's led by some
Patriot Prayer Group.
You got it, man. And so I heard him interviewing this guy who was supposedly the leader of the Patriot Prayer Group.
Okay.
And I didn't hear anything being said about them being a racist group, per se, but I believe I did hear the gentleman that was being interviewed on last night's show get interviewed on NPR News Radio about 2 months back and admit that he was a racist, And I think if I remember the show correct, I don't really listen to NPR that often, but it caught my ear. I thought he apologized to the guy on the radio because supposedly he was plucked out at another rally by Antifa and they beat him up real bad. So
just to see if I'm following, if I'm following you here, John, you're saying the guy who leads the prayer group has admitted to being a racist or isn't a racist?
I think the guy admitted to being a racist. I think he's a known racist. I could have swore you guys had spoke about this guy on one of your shows a few months back, but it doesn't quite ring a bell.
It sounds kind of familiar.
Well, there was one guy that that Antifa was coming to a Boston free speech rally over, and at this point, I don't believe anyone is a racist until they come to me and they say, I'm a racist. Mm. Like, because the term gets thrown around.
Man, I get it.
Like, either everybody's a racist and it's not that important, or only the most racist of racist people. Because if you just throw the term around, every white person's a racist, which seems to be what we're being told these days, then it's not a very useful term.
Well, especially on NPR News and other broadcasts as such. I mean, the president's supposedly a rapist. I mean, we got congressmen that are supposed to rapists.
Wait, is the president supposedly a rapist or a racist? I couldn't understand what you said.
It doesn't matter these days.
Now, wait, what I want to know
is
where...
You accuse him of both. Why not, right?
Right.
I said racist. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, where are you going with this? I mean, is it... obviously, we don't know who this guy is, so we don't have any opinion on whether or not he's a racist.
You guys heard anything about there being some huge riot in Portland today or not?
Yeah, the news is talking about it. Look, if there's a civil war, I sincerely hope one of the sides is Antifa, because it's going to be short. I mean, what do they got? Wooden sticks and shields?
Are they communist, Antifa? What's the deal with
pretty
these
much
guys anyway?
Yeah, that's the start of it all. I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of satellite people that are less so. But all the pictures I see seem to be people who are long on communist philosophy, short on working at a job. And color me highly unconcerned.
Sure. The direction I was going with the call, gentlemen, is that this country right now, it's the craziest I've seen it in the 40 years I've lived on it, man. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on that I've never seen before with politics and everything else.
Well, we do live in interesting times. That is definitely for sure. John, thanks for bringing it to our attention. I appreciate it. I did pull up a story here about the rally, and apparently cops set off flashbangs, looks like.
Yeah, I think that anybody who thinks that somehow America is going to be brought together, brought together, like they're just living in a fantasy world.
Well,
the left and the right are going different directions.
Didn't that happen after 9/11? Wasn't everybody feeling all united?
Yeah, they were briefly. Uh-huh.
And that didn't last very long.
Not long.
Because you know what? People are different.
I sincerely hope we don't have another 9/11.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A Massachusetts college employee has been placed on leave after calling campus police to investigate an African-American student eating lunch in a common room this week. Smith College in Northampton says it's investigating the incident and has apologized to student Umu Kanonte.
It just still upsets me to just talk about it because I don't even feel safe on my own campus and I'm away from home. I'm the first in my family to go to college. I'm doing this not only for me, but for my family.
The college president says the staff will undergo anti-bias training after that incident. A double stabbing on a Bay Area rapid transit train in Oakland Friday after a fight broke out between two men. This woman was there.
It was just super, super aggressive and enough to make someone bleed and, like, their blood staining the chairs.
Neither injury was life-threatening. It's the same station where a woman was fatally stabbed last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Cryptocurrencies. Man, there sure are a lot of them. I was just on the CoinMarketCap today. That's a website where you can go and kind of compare different cryptocurrencies. Of course, Bitcoin is number one. It's the dominant crypto in the world. But there are some other really interesting cryptos worth looking at that are doing things differently than Bitcoin. And Zencash is one of them. And the reason why you ought to take a close look, first of all, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a libertarian, if you're an anarcho-capitalist, if you're somebody who cares about freedom, the people who created Zencash, they think like you do. They actually wrote the white paper to include information about voluntarism.
Yeah.
So these people are principled libertarians who created Zencash, and they also programmed it with some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you care about privacy, you also need to be taking a close look at Zencash. Go over to Zencash.com. They've got their official Zencash wallet available. It's Linux, Mac, Windows, Android devices. You can grab the Zencash official wallet there. If you're stuck on an iOS device, you can still grab like Coinomi, and that has a Zencash option, although they don't let you send the private send with Coinomi, so keep that in mind. Zencash.com. Go there. You'll learn more about the crypto and what they've got on the horizon. Like, apparently, Daryl told me they've now rolled out their supernodes.
Yes, they have.
Which will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure.
So these supernodes, not only can you get paid by mining cryptocurrency, but you can get paid with these supernodes and the secure nodes and these sorts of things.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
And so they have over 13,000 secure nodes today.
Right. But the supernodes, they don't have nearly as many.
Right.
If you get in on the ground floor, you get paid a lot.
Okay. I'm actually meant to look into that because I did turn a bunch of Ethereum into Zencash thinking, you know what? I don't know about this Ether stuff. I feel like Zencash is more interesting, so I shouldn't make
emotional choices like that.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm not an investor, Mark, so I don't...
That's why you should talk to me before you do these things.
I don't... Yeah, whatever.
When you feel like zigging, you probably should zag, but...
Yeah,
whatever.
Well, I don't know. I'd heard about
Zencash is a great investment. I don't know if Ether would have been the direction I would have gone at this point.
Yeah.
But...
Well, no, so what I said was I turned Ether into Zencash.
Right, I understand.
So anyway, it was after, I know what it was. It was after we had the Zencash guys on.
They're great.
There had been kind of like an attack against Zencash by some hacker types, and they did an amazing job of getting out in front of it and really answering some tough questions. They handled it really well. So I was so impressed with that. I thought, you know what? I ought to get a little bit more Zencash. Zencash.com. Go there, learn more. Let's go to Dodger. He's in Michigan. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live on the live Saturday edition. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, if I can give a Glenn Jacobs plug, since you guys brought him up, because it was actually one of his talks that actually made me realize exactly what currency was, and it was one of his talks on Austrian economics.
Yeah, the man's brilliant.
Where did you hear him speak on that?
Literally just go on YouTube, plug in Glenn Jacobs, Austrian economics, and he gives this fantastic speech about how currency is, and money is important, and he breaks it down as to, you know, if somebody, all their produce, essentially currency is just a means of exchange.
That's right. It's really
not a true, determination of wealth, because wealth is what a person can actually produce. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Well, wealth is more than that. I mean, wealth is like the sum value of all of the things that you have and your ability to produce. And
I like the back of the napkin definition of wealth, which is how long you can go without working. Basically, is
that's a good way to measure
it. Well, way to define your
wealth. He starts out this talk. I mean, this is pretty much, and I was a brand new libertarian. I heard this several years ago, and it pretty much introduced me to Austrian economics, which is you can't predict what people are going to do, and it also gives the importance of a means of exchange, which is currency or money. He explains how money and currency are not the same thing, Then he continues on and explains the fractional reserve system that we have today, which a lot of people don't understand.
Okay, Before you go on, what's the difference between money and currency? That one I can't say I know the answer to that.
For example, it's not very easy for me to take physical money such as gold or silver down and trade it for my groceries at the grocery store, and that's the difference between money and currency.
You're saying,
as far as my understanding,
you're saying currency is something that is actively exchanged, but money could be something that has value but isn't actively exchanged as a currency?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard that discrepancy before.
I've heard the argument from other people talking that there's essentially currency is just the availability to exchange money, and money.
I think you might be wrong on this one. I mean, if you go by the dictionary definition,
I could be wrong based on the speech because it's been a couple of years since I've heard it, but the dude is principled.
Oh, no doubt about it.
I just wanted to say it kind of explained, broke it down what, how currency needs to exist, but he breaks it down.
Right, it's important because people need to have something that's universal because the old barter system is not a good way of exchanging.
It's a
fairly ancient way of exchanging. You may not have the coconuts that I need, and you may not want the chickens that I have, So barter, in a lot of cases, wouldn't work out. You go by the dictionary definition of money, number one here at dictionary.com, any circulating medium of exchange. That's by definition currency.
Okay.
So it's basically a synonym for that. But anyway,
well, I'm reading at shiftgold.com, and it says, if you look up the words currency and money in a thesaurus, each word will probably be listed as a suitable linguistic substitution for the other.
Okay, but well, then I'm, they go I'm and, sorry.
Then he
I'm,
goes,
I'm
no,
mistaken.
No. So there's a distinction made in Austrian economics, especially by the gold bugs, between currency and money.
Uh-huh.
And I've heard it explained multiple times, but I couldn't. I can read this for you.
I'm just curious.
But it's not short.
You know, it's like super technical?
It's pretty technical, yeah.
Okay, so you can't really sum it up then and like,
I'll do my best in the next segment.
All right. Hey, Dodger, any other comments? Go ahead.
No, I just highly recommend because he breaks it down in a very simplistic way. He's actually in Tennessee in one of his home places, and he's breaking it down, and he broke it down for me exactly what an economy should be. So thank you.
Hey, Dodger,
thank you
for
letting
me plug
Glenn
Jacobs. Yes, sir. Glenn is a great guy, as we said at the beginning of the show. Glenn Jacobs won overwhelmingly his election for mayor in Knox County, Tennessee.
I think it's important to point out that the changes that have occurred throughout the decades, centuries in money have now allowed governments to use it as a manipulative tool for people. So essentially it's a remote control device for society because they can issue it. They can pull it back in. They can create inflation, deflation at the, with the stroke of a pen or the strike of a computer key, whatever it is that they wish to do. They can make that happen. And then we, all the little mice in the maze, we go about dealing with a world where, you know, they just keep on tipping it and making, you know, making it so that their friends win and their enemies lose and these sorts of things. So that's the real disadvantage of what we call fiat currency. That's currency that's backed by nothing or the full faith and credit of the United States government or whatever, you know, cock and bull story they're trying to feed you at any given time. There was a time when currency was attached to gold and silver, and the government couldn't then issue more. They did have things like fractional reserve banking, which allowed banks to hold, you know, one-ninth of what they loaned out, which is, of course, just a lie, basically. So the idea that you can loan out $9,000 when you have $1,000 in reserves.
Only government can allow you to only, do something like that.
Because it's lying otherwise.
All right. There's more on the way here. And, of course, the big question is Kane, Glenn Jacobs, going to move on to a different political seat after mayor? Maybe president?
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're here in the live Saturday edition of the program, as always. It's open phones for you. You can take control of the airwaves. Lots of people excited about Glenn Jacobs, the WWE superstar, wrestling superstar, who he's also a movie-like actor. He's been in a variety of low-budget kind of B-movie, horror movies, that sort of thing.
Yeah, the wrestling guys tend to get in those movies.
Yep, you might know him from some of those. And, of course, there's a lot of speculation out there about The Rock, you know, the who is obviously a much larger movie star. He's been in a bunch of major motion pictures, and rumor has it The Rock is a Democrat that may be considering a run for president coming up in 2020 to challenge Donald Trump. Now, wouldn't it be interesting if Glenn Jacobs decided to make a presidential run and it became The Rock versus Glenn Jacobs for president of the United States?
It seems unlikely that that would occur.
Yeah, but it was also unlikely that Donald Trump would become president of the United States.
Well, he didn't win the straight vote, but he did win the through Electoral College. Yes, it's unlikely.
Yeah. That nobody saw that coming, right?
I saw him as the
they didn't
the
see
nominee.
Him winning the primary, and they didn't see him.
Who is they?
People in general. I don't
Hold
think
on,
people
wait
believed
a second.
It was possible.
I told you that when I drove to the polls, that since Rand Paul had dropped out that weekend here in New Hampshire, the first primary election in the whole shebang, right after Iowa's caucus, that I put my chip, because I didn't have anybody to vote for.
Yeah.
So I just voted knowing my one vote isn't going to. Hold on. You said nobody knew, and I'm just saying I believe that Donald Trump was going to win the Republican primary, and I bet on it by voting, and I was correct.
I think it took a lot of people by surprise, though. I don't think people believed that a television reality star could become the president of the United States, because it's just so, you know, Idiocracy-like. It is just so much like the art that has criticized the politics here. It's amazing. And it has been a very entertaining presidency so far. I mean, I will give him kudos for the very least giving us something to talk about.
You and your fake news.
What are you talking about?
You. Fake news.
Fake news?
Your fake news.
What do you mean?
Donald Trump's huge.
I'm not a news guy. I'm a talk show host. So anyway, open phones here as always. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, you know, the big question is, what's the 2020 election going to look like? I was trying to figure out what the mayoral term is there in Knox County, and I've yet to actually discern that. So I'm not sure if it's 2 years
or 4 years. Did you want the difference between currency and money?
Oh, yeah. You said you looked up a definition from Austrian economists. Now, if you go to the dictionary.
This is from SchiffGold.com, Peter Schiff.
Who is supposedly an Austrian economist, correct?
He's certainly Austrian-leaning. I don't know if he's gotten a degree or anything.
All right. I thought that's what you said. It was an Austrian.
The Austrians and the gold bugs tend to define currency and money differently.
So what's the difference?
Currency is a...
The dictionary says they're synonyms.
Yeah. Currency is issued by the government. Money is essentially gold or gold-backed currency.
So they would, and of course, Schiff is somebody who doesn't consider cryptocurrency to be a real thing or whatever. He's very critical of cryptocurrency.
He's been changing over time, and the cryptocurrency.
I heard he had a debate recently with, I didn't see it, mind you. I just heard he had a debate with a former listener and supporter of Free Talk Live, Eric Voorhees, who is the founder of Shapeshift.io, which is a very popular website that allows people to take their crypto, like say Bitcoin, and then turn it into other types of cryptocurrency like Dash or Bitcoin Cash. I heard that they had a debate and that Eric Voorhees just cleaned his clock.
Well,
because Schiff is not in favor of crypto.
I didn't see the debate, and I couldn't speak to that. It was long. I've seen it on my feed, but I'm just like, I don't have 2 hours for this.
I mean, what are you going to get out of it? You already know that Schiff's against crypto. Voorhees is in favor of it.
There's different ways to rate a debate, right? So you and I could sit through a debate, and we'd say, Eric won. Well, the reason we'd think Eric won was because we were already agreed with
him. Right. The people who agree with Schiff would say Schiff won.
Right. The difference is when it comes to a debate, what you do is you take a poll beforehand.
Uh-huh.
What's people's opinion on X?
Yeah.
And then you take their opinion afterwards and see whether their minds have been changed.
Right. So I don't know.
So, but once people know that that system is in play, then they start lying about their positions ahead of time in order to, there's no good way to say somebody won or lost a debate.
So if you want, we can continue on the economics here because I've got a story about Venezuela. You want to talk about failed money. You want to talk about a failed currency because I don't agree necessarily that currency is issued by the government. Clearly, cryptocurrencies are not issued by governments. In fact, that's what makes cryptocurrencies great, is they're not issued by governments with the exception of one of them. And there is one that's supposedly going to be issued by the Venezuelan government, although they continue to drag their feet and change their plans. And so far, it doesn't appear as though they've actually issued the Petro in any kind of way that anybody can get their hands on.
The Petro is a cryptocurrency that's going to be released by Venezuela.
Ostensibly,
that will be backed by a certain amount of oil per
unit
or whatever.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be released in February. So 6 months ago.
Right. I can tell you this, that there are companies that will release a cryptocurrency for you within a week. Mm. So the idea that they can't release the Petro now is pretty ludicrous.
Oh, of course. But they're the government. And so, you know, governments are never on time. Governments are always over budget.
All they've got to do is release an ERC-20 token and control the amount of, oil that they have versus the tokens that are in existence, and then, you know,
easier
whatever.
Easier said than done for them, at least.
Yeah.
But now there's news, a big
because
headline.
Government means failing and getting more funding.
That's right. And in this case, there's finally an admission. This is an amazing headline, which I couldn't believe actually is real, but it's real. This is the AFP reporting that in Caracas, under fire, Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro admitted his economic model has, quote, failed, unquote, in the wake of food and medicine shortages and public service paralysis, such as Tuesday's power failure that affected 80% of Caracas. Quote, the production models we've tried so far have failed, and the responsibility is ours, mine and yours, Maduro told his
ruling. Wait a minute, how did it get to be my fault now?
Maduro told this to his party congressman.
I see.
as Venezuela looks to tackle chronic inflation the International Monetary Fund predicted would reach.
When you have a strongman leader like Maduro, it's not the party members' fault because they can't control the guy. I mean, this is like Stalin saying to the Politburo, this is, I share the responsibility with you. Well, no, the guy gives 17-hour speeches and everybody has to listen because they'll have their head, they'll end up at a gulag, they'll have their head chopped off, whatever, you know, they'll be out of power, they'll lose something, so they have to pretend like this guy's a genius. No, it's Maduro's fault.
No, I don't think you can just put it on this one guy. I mean, he has a party and they are behind him. I mean, they're not everybody in Venezuela is anti-socialist or anti the, you know, current ruling party.
I'm not claiming that they are
established rule.
What these people are is they're attracted to power.
Yeah.
And the way to be in power in the Maduro administration is to talk about how socialism works and how you can make socialism work.
Let's go to the phones. We can talk more about what's going on in Venezuela because this is the first time Maduro has admitted any kind of fault for the failures over there in Venezuela. But what's his plan now? We'll get into that here in a moment. Mark is on the line listening to WVBG in Mississippi. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, The Rock. I don't think he'd get anywhere as the president. You know, the difference between he and Trump is Trump actually accomplished something in his life. He was a businessman, had managed people and turned projects and... Not to demean The Rock, but all he's ever done is really market himself.
Well, I mean, you know, an entertainment career is a pretty big deal. Let's not forget that the vast majority of Americans aren't voting for somebody who's going to be good at the job. They're voting for somebody that they like for whatever reason. So when you step in there with that kind of name recognition, you know, you're in pretty good shape. The people that talk about Trump and talk about him badly say, well, everything he's every business he's turned is touched has turned to crap. So, you know. Whatever.
Well, how does he get to be a billionaire if that's the case?
I didn't ask, but he could have inherited it. I have no idea.
I heard he inherited some stuff from his daddy, but I don't know.
I haven't investigated this. He certainly has inherited something from his father, but
well,
I don't know how much.
He didn't inherit $10 billion, though. But the other thing you said...
Well, we don't know what he has because he won't give his tax returns.
Good for him.
Yep. I'm not saying that he should give his tax returns, but I don't know what Donald Trump has other than what Donald Trump says, and his relationship to the truth appears to be situational.
Hey, Mark, I don't know if you had more to share. If you do, hang on. We'll bring you back coming up here in the top of the hour. So stick with us if you want.
Thanks.
More with Mark in Mississippi. He's tuned in to WVBG there in Vicksburg. Your toll-free number for you to dial in here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. What does the socialist president of Venezuela have to say for himself? We got more of that coming up, too. Free Talk Live.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.